It's almost 10 to 8 here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. Time to get into our Women in Business segment, my favorite part of Mondays, with Jordi Mokorosi this time around, the MD of Mokorosi Financial Consulting. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
You're welcome.
Tell us about what you do at Mokorosi Financial Consulting.
We do a number of things. We focus predominantly on institutional clients, and we do mostly in the retirement fund space.
Right.
We do trustee training, offer professional trustee services, do conferencing in the retirement fund space as well, and a little bit of corporate finance sometimes as well.
When and why did you start your own business?
Well, interestingly enough, I started my own business about 10 years ago because I was in a corporate, in a insurance company, a large insurance company, doing corporate distribution.
Yeah.
And I found that it was very difficult to juggle that role with my role of mother and wife.
Ah, yes.
So that basically squeezed me into business. Not to say that I didn't want to be in business. I always wanted to be in business, but I thought it would come later in my life, not earlier in my life.
Right. That's a beautiful challenge to have. Mother, the challenge of now starting your own business. What then did you study academically? For somebody listening out there thinking, this woman is a giant and competing with the massive people in the financial industry.
I studied a BCom at the University of Port Elizabeth, now NNMU in PE. I would not say that that entirely prepared me for what I was going to do later on, but it did sort of set a foundation, if I can put it that way.
Yeah. Now, have you always wanted to be in this field? I know you alluded to the fact that as a mother, you were in a way pushed. That's a blessing to start your own business. Have you always wanted to be in the finance world?
Finance, yes. I am passionate about economic development, particularly that of this continent. And without finance, without money, without cash flow, there is a lack of dignity.
Yeah.
And for me, African dignity is so important, the dignity of the African people. I love to study why nations succeed and why others don't succeed.
Right.
Why do some people succeed and others don't succeed? It fascinates me to no end. That's a secret I've always wanted to tap into. So I've always been passionate about business, in particular because business leads to success in a city. Not that it leads to success, but it creates the vehicle and through which success can be had.
Correct.
I can put it that way.
I agree. Highlights in this journey?
Some of my highlights was being a part of NEDLAC a few years ago through BUSA, actually 10 years ago. Yeah, might have even been 12. I lose track. So being able to speak into legislation in terms of the retirement funding space and what we do in retirement funding, I'm particularly passionate about trustees. And some listeners might not be aware of it, but on retirement funds, you've got member elected trustees, you've got employer appointed trustees, and you have some professional trustees. So what typically happens is that your member elected trustees walk into this completely foreign environment.
Yeah.
Not to say that your employer trustees do not as well, but it is far more overwhelming for your member elected trustees. And that's part of the reason why I'm so passionate about training and education as well in the financial space, in the institutional space.
We'll get to that educational love of yours. Challenges, though, that you've faced in your journey. What
challenges,
sticks out?
What sticks out is when I started my journey, my skin color was a big challenge and my gender. Because when you walked in, especially in the retirement funding space, a lot of people are older. And so I'd be in a room sometimes and I'd be the only person under the age of 40, 50.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm the only black person. Sometimes I'm the only woman. And sometimes I'm all three of those.
Yeah.
And the courage to walk into that room, sit at that table and still feel like you have a contribution to make. I had to really dig deep and it was a big challenge for me initially. It was a really big challenge for me.
Sure. I can relate to a certain degree, commanding respect and getting as much as you can and learning as much as you can from those who are already in that industry. It goes back to the love of education that you spoke about. What advice do you have for a young woman sitting out there wanting to lead, wanting to excel in a leadership position?
Ooh, there's so much advice, and I probably don't think that I'd finish everything. But there's a couple of things where, I mean, like if I was to look at myself and say, okay, Jolly, if I was to meet myself from, say, 10, 15 years ago, yeah. I'd say to myself, listen, first of all, one of the things that creates courage is knowledge. Mm-hmm. If you know and you couple that with wisdom, so research, learn, do more. Take up those assignments and also know that not everybody who does something knew everything about it before they do it.
Yes.
You know, us women, we want 100%, whereas most men will walk in and say, tick, 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 60%, done.
I'm
I can
done.
Do this.
Yes.
Whereas with women, you want 120%. You want to be overqualified. Mm. And there are very few people actually do those jobs from that perspective. Mm. So I would also tell myself that, you know, it's okay to be scared every now and again. Not everybody walks in there brave. Mm-hmm. And to take risks, because we don't have a culture that rewards failure and risk-taking.
Ah.
So if you fail and you fall flat on your face, you've made a mistake, you know, you get up, you dust yourself off, you get over it, mm-hmm. and acknowledge that you have failed. And think about what you do differently next time.
Right.
You know, maybe I would not use route A or route B, but not to sit there and, you know, have a whole pity party and a society dedicated to this failure. You know, life moves on. I would also say have more fun and enjoy what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get so caught up. I mean, especially my personality type gets so caught up in what needs to be done that I don't stop to smell the roses and say, heck, pat on the back. I've also learned that it's okay to be successful. Not everybody is going to put in what it takes to be successful. You don't need to take the whole world with you. Mm. You know, sometimes I felt apologetic about the fact that I'm progressing in my career and other people are not.
Yeah.
And you want to shrink back and accommodate them, whereas that does nothing for anybody. What actually builds others is when you continue to take those opportunities that are given to you and you step forward and you step up to the plate. So I would be unapologetic. I'd be less apologetic about the opportunities that have come my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be less apologetic about who I associate with, what I do, what I enjoy doing. I mean, I've done stuff where people said, that's not for black women. but I enjoyed it. And,
yeah.
you know, I felt ashamed. But that's not the case. And who are you not to be brilliant?
Oh, yes.
Be your brilliant self. The world needs more people like that, not people who are shrinking back in terms of who they are and what they accomplish. And I would tell my younger self to spend more time with people who are headed in the same direction as you. Be it your friends, be it your mentors, in every aspect of my life, not just one aspect.
Right.
I was very good in my younger years, taking care of say, my relationship with my husband, and, you know, making sure that my marriage works.
Yes.
And sometimes, only sometimes with my kids, you know, surrounding myself with the right people, but not necessarily enough in terms of my career and also even to my faith to some extent, saying, how does business fit in with my faith and how do I navigate it? So I would certainly be more of an academic in terms of life and studying life and studying people and how I do life and people. I think that would be far more supportive. And as I said earlier, have fun.
Oh,
I don't think I had enough fun.
It's coming. It is coming.
Oh, no, I'm having it now.
Great advice. Do you and do the best of you that you can. Thank you so much for your time this evening. MD at Mukorosi Financial Consulting, Jolly Mukorosi, in our weekly Women in Business feature here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.